Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you
Carl?
Doing? It's
I'm
6
doing
after
great.
7 here. 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, you know, one of the byproducts of having lots of rain and you're running satellite dishes is that sometimes it will interfere with some of the transmissions. And in this case, it interfered with our news. And SRN dropped. We couldn't, it just dropped off. And not just on ours, but we have a sister station here who uses the same feed, and they were off also. So it's, you know, it's a satellite feed coming in. But everything else, because it's live, is good, especially you.
Oh, absolutely. And it's Thursday morning. I love Thursdays. So it's 56 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of
63.
Of 63.
And a low of 41 tonight.
Yes, and a low of 41. Just a momentary interruption there. And we're looking for rain, 100% chance of rain. On Friday, a high of 57, a low of 46, and 100% chance of rain. And the 100% chance of rain goes all the way through the weekend and into the first of week. So we're definitely getting a lot of rain. Also, high wind warnings and a flood watch going on out there. So need to kind of pay attention and not be doing anything that you don't like to really do in wet weather.
Yeah.
The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, now I was talking to Kevin Kelly yesterday, and who is the general manager out there at Holiday Harbor. And and he said it is great out there. He said what's happening is lifting the docks.
Yes.
And we're getting close. How close are we there, Bob?
I've had to reset the computer, and I will have that number for you within seconds.
But we were 56 feet from the top yesterday, and I've been seeing photos of Lake Shasta, and it is, I mean, you know, the bathtub rim is gone. They're up close to the top there. I mean, we're saying 56 feet. But when you look at some of these photos, you know, not in all areas. I mean, because some of the areas are all filled up now.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there's so many coves and so many places. But I've read a couple of excerpts now where for the owners up there who are just kind of sitting there just being really excited because those docks are coming up. And that's been a big issue.
They're having to move them now.
Yeah, it's been a big issue. And they're saying they're not having any problem at all with that. They're just loving going out and having to move those docks every day or so.
Lake Oroville came up 13 feet over last weekend. They were a little busy at the marinas.
Well, you know, Kevin Kelly, of course, you know, he asked Linda and I to go down and judge the talent show for St. Joseph's, the Catholic school.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? It goes from kindergarten to eighth grade.
Right.
I don't know if there's any kindergartners there, but there were first graders there putting on these shows. And I tell you what, there were some of them were so cute that you just, it was well thought out and you know, the whole thing. And then there were a couple brothers that were dancing. If you could channel the energy of these two little boys, or second graders, if you could channel the energy of these two little boys and teach them some steps, they would be out there. Because I tell you what, they were just spinning around on their backs, you know, jumping up in the air. You know, they didn't have a lot of dance steps, except things they'd probably seen on TV.
Yes.
There was a harp playing, and there was a recitation of the Gettysburg Address. There was a piano playing, and then the eighth grade put on a lip syncing type dance to that song. It's I don't know, it's Time to Go or something like that. Anyway, but they were really cute. So the tumblers, the whole thing, but it was really, really cute. We really appreciate Kevin and his, you know, asking us to do this, and his wife is organizing everything, and the kids are so well behaved. I mean, man, they just tell them to sit down, boom, they are on the ground, you know. And, you know, of course, one child was facing the opposite direction of everybody else, but he was looking around, see what else is going on. It was cute. Yeah. Really cute, smart kids.
But those are difficult things to do, trying to judge, because, it's like they're all, you don't want to.
You don't, because
little.
Some things are not doing anything. I mean, they're like.
It's difficult.
I'm not going to mention anyone because their parents could be listening now.
That's not an easy thing to do.
That's it. I mean, they had little baton twirlers, and she won. You know, little baton twirlers, throwing up in the air, catching it, doing spins. Sometimes she didn't have the baton, but she was still doing because the baton was bouncing on the ground. But but it was because some of them get up and they do something and they'd walk off. And that was it. And it was like, okay. And we all look at each other and go, well, you know what? It went from 1 to 5. Nobody got less than a 3. Most everybody got a 4 and 5 from me. And I have to admit, the teacher that was on one of the judges, I'm not going to mention her name, though. She was really a nice lady, and everybody knows her. She was a little harsher on the kids than I were. I was like, whoa, I think I saw a 1 on that one. But I didn't, you know, I don't know for sure.
And, you know, that's a good thing when you have a whole bunch of judges. I one time was put into a position where I was the judge. And I said, never again, because then it was, I mean, you were the one that got the, thank you very much, and you were also the one that, the little kid that wanted to kick you in the shins, because he was really irritated, and there was no way to say, it was a group decision. I'm never doing that.
I know,
again.
I'm not, you know, you don't want to get in with the little kids, because, you know, it's like, and, you know, in the beginning, but see, the other thing is, the big thing is they got up on stage. And that's huge.
It is huge, and it's so good for them to get. I mean, I don't know about you, but I remember when I first got into actually having to be in the public and speak on a microphone and those things. I was an adult before I really did a lot of that, and it was not easy. But if they teach that in school, and if they get that opportunity to perform in the classroom, to perform in front of those, you get to the point where then it's very, very not so difficult for them, and they can actually get up. And it makes them a much better rounded person and ready for society.
And the fact is they got up, and some of them were like very beginners. I mean, it was like the harp playing Mary Had a Little Lamb. And I thought, well, that's not easy. I mean, that's a harp. And it sounded like Mary Had a Little Lamb. And another girl playing a guitar. Uh-huh. Mary Had a Little Lamb. And there's a little hesitation in between a couple of the notes as she was, you know, looking at the music and looking back, but she hit all the notes. Piano players were all did good. Yeah. It was good.
No, I think it's good to see things like that. It absolutely is. And right. I hate it when we start removing our musical and acting and all of the arts out of our classrooms and get down to just the basics of teaching for a test.
You know,
they miss so
something.
Much.
We're missing something.
Absolutely. Right? When you get rid of band and you get rid of chorus and you get rid of home ec and you get rid of all these things that we've taken out of a lot of our public school system
because most of them have time.
Yeah. And the kids, they're missing out.
And so what are they getting from that? We're still giving them a substandard education in many cases, if you look at it across the country.
Oh, we are.
And yet we've taken out these things that can add richness to their lives. Maybe those kids that aren't reached with a certain kind of learning can be reached through the arts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think how much how much are we missing out on?
A lot.
And the kids are missing out on. I mean, I support arts in the schools, and I think that there ought to be. You know,
part of a well-rounded individual.
You know, the parts where you had shop. Shop comes back. I mean,
shop and medals and
you know,
and
working
home
with things,
and,
you know, and because I think they're saying
ski shooting. Dare I say?
Well, they have that down in Anderson.
I know.
25% of people go on to college. That's what I understand. 25%. That means 75% don't.
But we need all those 75%. We need mechanics.
That's right.
And we need plumbers, and we need electricians,
yes.
And we need
yes.
insurance salesmen, and we need all kinds of
we
people
need
to make it
and small businesses,
and they need public social skills in order to be able to thrive in those environments.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, but I'm going to throw out for the first time, electrician's ball, which is not really for electricians, it's for everybody.
Exactly.
You don't have to be able to turn on lights to even come to this thing. So this is an evening of elegant dining and entertainment with wine by Mosley Family Cellars, salmon prime rib dinners. The Lindabot Jazz Ensemble will be there, and this is going to be tomorrow night at the Red Lion Hotel. It's going to go from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a great time. Executive Chef Kim Miller, plus a craftsman's art auction. All types of talented local artists and craftsmen are going to have things there to buy. And all this is going to be used for scholarships, for just what we're talking about, to get young people or young men and women into trade schools that they have out there. And this is through the Shasta Builders Exchange.
There you go.
It's a great time. So there's some tickets left, everybody. So I want you to give a call of 221-5556. They're $50 per person. But you know what? You get dinner, dancing, you get the whole enchilada there. And you're also helping to get somebody into the trades so that you will have a plumber and an electrician when you need it.
And so, that's not always an easy thing.
No. All right, 7:17 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Clark and Trish Clark. It's Thursday on the spot with Linda Clark. Tonight, 6 p.m., 7:22 in the morning, 56 degrees, going up to 58. It's raining. It's going to continue to rain. Now, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by the very cheerful, sunny personalities over at Property by Merit. And in this case, Cody Titus is thrilled be able to represent some the homeowners, first-time homeowners, or if you've had 100 houses, Cody is there to help you. Wanting to help with investment properties, need some help with investment properties, Cody has the answer. All of this from Properties by Merit. You can reach Cody at 209-0721. Properties by Merit, right here in Reading. You know, I looked at the front page today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the record searchlight's been getting a little better, but this is what we have. More than half of Shasta County has some form of diabetes. Now, that should make you feel better. And then, police investigating two homicides. Uh-huh. And flood watch in effect.
There you go.
We got them all. You know, God, you know, crazy people, and people that are sick.
Let's talk about that diabetes thing.
Okay.
That's a big issue.
It is a big issue.
It used to be diabetes was an older person's disease.
It was. Like my grandmother or my mother would have it.
As she got older. But
it had to do with age, too.
Yeah. It had to do with age. Now it has to do with our lifestyle. It has to do with our lifestyle.
Children.
And it has to do with our eating.
Yeah. Children have it.
This is the issue. We have so many sedentary children who are not out. They're not out playing in the street. They're not running. They're not playing kickball. They're not playing all these games that we've outlawed because they might get hurt. And if you can't put a helmet and a shield on them, then they can't do it. So they don't do things like we used to do and stay out all day long and play rough games what have you. Okay, but instead they're sitting
and they're electronics.
They're doing
right.
that. And nobody cooks from scratch. Everything is prepackaged, pre-made, out of a box, out of a dish. It's not good for us. We're putting all of that stuff into our system.
What about the 100 pounds of additional sugar we're eating every year since 1900?
There you go. That's what. But the sugar is in everything. It used to be sugar was in dessert.
Yeah.
Now sugar is in everything you put on your plate.
Corn syrup.
Because of all of the stuff that we're putting in our food to make it last forever, so you can take it off a shelf and throw some water on it and make it a meal. That's not how we used to cook.
No.
And we used to cook from scratch. So we didn't have all of that, those other things in our body that are making our kids sick. That's Trish Clark's opinion. And I think now it's being borne out because you're starting to read all of these studies that show what I've been doing for years.
Yeah, we're starting to feed kids. I mean, we've been feeding kids for a couple of generations.
And look at. Yeah.
And so we're having the diabetes. The other part, again, I really believe is exercise, getting the kids off the duffs, get them out there and working. You know, let's just all of us buy farms and start plowing again and have the kids lead the mule or the oxen as we're plowing the fields. We'll get up early, you know, with the sunlight, have that big breakfast of biscuits and gravy and pork and ham in this, and then work for 7 hours and have another big lunch and then work for 7 more hours out in the fields and come home, have a smaller one, and then fall into bed exhausted at 6:30 p.m. make sure your wife has her 12th child.
I think there's a happy medium someplace in between the first my diatribe and yours.
You know what?
When
she's leading the mules, just squat down in the back 40 and give birth to that 8th child, put it at her breast, and then continue leading.
Mule. I think moderation is the word here.
No, it is. Though it's true, and you're seeing obesity in children. And this, you talk to any doctor, and they're going to tell you this. That we have got to do something. We've got to get our arms around this because, you know, by the time a kid's 12, and not all the kids, of course, by the time they're 12, there's a lot of them. You know, they've got illnesses that they usually see in people in their 40s or 50s.
That's exactly right. And I started.
Now, how do you stop that?
How do you stop it? Well, you do it one person at a time. Well, you've got to educate them.
Well, yeah, that's
true.
You've got
to get them educated, and you've got
to. You don't want the government doing it, though.
No, you do not.
Well, the government's right in there saying, okay, we're going to. Here's what the government does.
The first lady's
going to take away.
To eat.
Get rid of the Cokes and everything out of the school system. You know, listen to me. Get rid of the soft drinks, because soft drinks is a major contributor of this if you look at for kids.
Yeah.
So if they want something to drink, you give them an option of something that's maybe a little healthier for them. And here's what they did. This guy that came in and talked about, you know, weight gain and weight loss in people. He said in schools what they've noticed is if you put the high-calorie stuff out, kids will eat it. You put the high-calorie stuff back a couple of rows back, you know, on the buffets, you know, when they're going through there, kids won't take it. They'll take the healthier stuff up front. And that's interesting, you know, and, you know, on how they can do things like that. Well, then the child, if he really does want that, you know, whatever that is, they'll take that. But I think there's got, you know, I really don't have a problem with, you know, when they're making these school menus out, to making them healthy.
Here's the issue. That's been required theoretically for years.
Theoretically.
There's nutritional guidelines for everything. We got so far away from actually looking and went into this whole preservative kind of lifestyle for a couple of generations where we're eating beef stew, but it's out of a box instead of beef stew's good for you.
It comes in boxes too. By the way, food does come in boxes at your schools.
Well, there you go.
Big boxes.
And that's what I'm saying. And we need to get back. We need to get back to the point where people were actually cooking the food and not having all the preservatives and all those. You know, if you've got 25 ingredients listed on something and you can't even pronounce them or know what they are, I'm thinking it's not a good idea to put it in your body.
You know that perfect food triangle they show you, pyramid.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at it and you really look at what it is, it really looks like a big slice of pizza. Have you noticed that?
I do.
Pizza can fix everything. All right. Okay. The other thing too is, but there is good news too. Plans are submitted for a retail center for the Kenworth land.
That's good.
Well, I think that's
a high time coming.
Retail. Where's Kenworth land?
Kenworth land is out on Churn Creek.
Just before Churn Creek meets Bonneview.
Oh, okay.
The
right
property
out
there where Kenworth was out there for many years and ended up actually moving to the city of Anderson because they just couldn't seem to get a deal going with the city of Reading.
I can't believe that.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well,
you know what, that's like.
And that was many years ago, and then Reading ended up getting that property kind of dropped in their lap.
Well,
come
to think of that. What about Costco?
Well, what about
what's going on there? You tell me you don't know what's going on out there.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know,
your buddy Les Baugh is pushing it.
My buddy Les Baugh?
Yeah, your buddy Les Baugh is pushing it.
Well, here's the deal. If it comes to fruition, he has absolutely nothing to do with it, but I'll guarantee you he will certainly take the bows.
Oh, sound like you and Leonard Modi got maybe the same impression going on there.
Well, I'm just going to say, though, and I would give the devil his due because he makes a perfectly good point. There is absolutely nothing in it for the county to take a position to support something being built in the city of Reading.
That's right.
They ought to stay the heck out of it. If, in fact, they're going to take a position that has anything whatsoever to do with them with their benefit and benefiting the unincorporated area, which one would hope that's what your Board of Supervisors is doing, then they need to take a position in favor of either putting it in the unincorporated area and or putting it in the city of Anderson. They get sales tax out of both.
So there.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know, you're going to do it in the city of Redding, and the citizens of Shasta County get that are in the unincorporated area and needing county services get nothing.
Okay.
Hey, so why take that position?
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Hey. 7:30.
Facts are facts.
Facts are
parts.
Parts are parts. It's 7:30 in the morning. Here, KCNR 1460. I'm here with Trish Clark, and you know, and I every so often I'll stop drinking coffee and try and jump into the conversation. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy owns its company. This is what he does for a living. He teaches people how to use firearms, whether it's hunter safety or concealed carry. This is what he does for a living. He travels all over Northern California. He teaches in like seven counties, and in fact, he's having to pull back. He has so much business. It's just, I mean, it's really hard to imagine how much business this man has and how much he has to travel to get all these classes going.
I'm impressed with the way he treats the kids and the good job he's doing with the youth.
The youth here that way trains.
Incredible.
He, in fact, is really involved, won a national award for his involvement with getting kids into hunting, and especially the turkey hunting in the North American Wild Turkey Federation. You know, the nationwide organization gave him an award for what mm-hmm. he's doing, and now he's got me into that. So tomorrow morning,
takes one to hunt one.
That's
I've
right.
Always
yeah. tomorrow morning, in fact, Linda and Eric Wichstrom from Five Star Bank are going to be hosting, because at 5 o'clock in the morning, Ted and I are going to have a little you know brotherhood going out to some place finding turkeys for the hunt for in this one spot for the kids. I don't hunt the turkey. The kid hunts the turkey, or the child. I don't know, the young person hunts the turkey.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so that's what. But anyway, but for as far as concealed carry, he gives a great class. All of his instructors are NRA trained. Give him a call at 999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
the goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday morning. It's 25 minutes to the hour of 8, 56 degrees out there, going up to 58 today. It's raining. It's going to rain today. It's going to rain tomorrow while I'm sitting out in a turkey blind, trying to call in turkeys. And it's going to rain Saturday. It's going to rain Sunday. So we're going to have a lot of rain. I guess you could say weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, though. They're a happy group. They're always moving, whether it's raining, sun, or whatever. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at the Reading Civic Auditorium. March the 26th. Mark that day. Jay Leno is coming to town. Jay Leno of the Cars. You know, he has these famous automobiles. The man who is just a late night king after Johnny Carson, of course. But he was there.
Johnny Carson.
No, nobody can. But he was close. Yeah. This guy is a, you know, when you start looking at comedy, is, you know, has that little bit of a conservative bent, was not afraid to take on Obama when everybody else was fawning all over him. So Jay Leno, though, is considered the hardest working man in show business. He is out there. He gives it his all, and he's funny. He's going to be here on March the 26th. So give the box office a call at 229-0022 or go to readingcivic.com for tickets. Make sure it's readingcivic.com, or you may get to another site that will jack up the price of tickets.
Yes.
I mean that they'll double the price of tickets. So make sure it's readingcivic.com or give them a call, 229-0022. All right, Trish.
Yes.
I just read a great article. Two great articles. One is Rubio Toast. Is he finished? They had this photo of him, like, and they had, you know, messed with it, photoshopped it. So he looked like a guy in, like, his father's suit. So he's walking off, you know, kind of. Is Rubio shrinking? So,
yeah.
But the even his people in Florida, he's behind double digit in his own state. And they say, you know what cost him? His attacks on Trump.
Didn't help him any.
They say that they really believe his attacks on Trump cost him a lot of support.
You know, that's one of those, over the years, I can look back and have been thinking about that just recently, about a lot of young people that came up and made senator or congressman and kind of were in the spotlight, specifically with the Republican Party, and made great speeches at a point, and then kind of just went off into the you know, you didn't hear about him anymore. Certainly, as Marco Rubio came up, supported by the Tea Party, came on real strong onto the scene.
Yeah,
I mean, real sharp, good-looking Hispanic guy. You know, I mean, coming on just really, and you just had to think, this guy is going to, he's going to be around a while.
Yeah.
He's going to be here a long while. Went in there with all kinds of tremendous expectations, and then, doggone it, drank the Kool-Aid. He got there, and he was able to be taken in and started to play the game that they all do,
i.e.,
now I've been elected with your support, now go away and let me play the game that is the Washington establishment. I tend to watch some of these people as they're coming up. When he got involved with the Gang of Eight, I immediately said, you know what, he's cooking his own goose, and that's going to come back and bite him. I think as that came out, the discussions about the amnesty, one way or the other, because this crowd that's involved in this election is anti-establishment. They don't know it in the Washington cartel, and they haven't got it figured out in the media. But that's what's going on. They don't want anybody that has any ties or involvement. That's why the race has come down to certainly between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. Ted Cruz has enough establishment in him that certainly he's running second to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump at this point, I think, could say almost anything he wanted to say. And those that are invested Trump supporters, I'm not sure what he'd have to do to get them not to vote for him.
Well, the thing is that 40% of the people vote for Trump, around that.
Yeah.
Well, and 20% vote for Cruz, 15% for Rubio, and another like 5% vote for Kasich. You know, that doesn't add up to 100%, but it's,
yeah.
it's like that. Will the other 26% roll over and support Trump that are supporting Cruz? Because those are pretty conservative people. And the question is how conservative is Trump?
The fact is
Trump has he's honed in on this anger issue that hits Democrats, Independents, and Republicans. But are they going to roll over and say, okay, we're going to support Trump? Is it going to be strong enough so they'll vote against Hillary?
And that's where I get into trouble. Because when you look at all of these polls that they take, and I try not to pay too much attention. You can go crazy trying to figure out what the polls mean because they contradict each other. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been on the other end of one of those surveys, and I have, for whatever reason, I get mm-hmm. a lot of those calls. And my frustration level always when they're asking me questions is I don't want to answer the question because the way it's put to you, and they want a yes or a no answer, or they want a 1 to 10. I want to say, give me another question because that is an irrelevant question to me.
Mm-hmm.
They set the questions up so they're going to get a desired effect. So I, right off the bat, to me, the polls are not accurate because they're not asking the right question. Do you prefer black or green? Is your favorite color black or green?
Neither
well, my
one.
Favorite color is red.
Okay.
Okay. So that's what I mean. There isn't.
Yeah.
I lean
toward green more than black, but then again, black's great for some things.
And all I want is a yes or no. I mean,
yeah.
But if you look at it. The polls all tell us, and what I've been listening to lately, is that in a head-to-head matchup, Cruz can beat Hillary, but Trump can't in most surveys.
But
so that scares you.
That one you wonder about, yeah. But then you wonder what the question is.
Well, you wonder what the question is, and if that's we don't know the answer to that question, and we can't really ask that question accurately until it's just Hillary and Trump.
Right.
Or Bernie and Trump, or Bernie...
Well, let's talk about Hillary for a second.
Well.
Read a really good article about that. You know, that the FBI is in this. The FBI is in this big time. And the article, it was two articles. One of them is the head of the FBI is not a, he's not a yes man. He, as you can tell, when he said that, you know, the fact that the Black Lives Matter movement and the surrounding publicity has cost policemen their lives,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That kind of got people going. And then he has taken a stand on a couple other issues, you know, like this one going after Apple. You know, this is something that, you know, the Obama administration would wish would go away, but he's not going away.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hey, you appointed me to be an independent. You know, independent that's going to do the right thing for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Yes, you know, he says, you know, he believes in administration and all those. So, I mean, it's not like they're dissing him, you know. But now he's got Hillary. And here's all these questions that come up with Hillary. And this is what, my friends that are Democrats, you need to ask yourself these questions. It doesn't, just because the term secret is not on the top of the piece of paper. She takes an oath. She gets a briefing by the NSA and the security committees on what classified material is. And when you read it, you know if it's classified because she has been in the business a long time. She was a United States Senator that was on the Armed Forces Committee. She knows what's classified and what's not. Now, you know, the fact is she did say, take the caveats off. So we can get this out, you know, and fax it to me because I can't get it any other way, and which they did. The fact is that the guy that they just gave the guy that set up her server immunity.
Yeah, there's got to be something there, huh?
They gave him immunity. Now, What's that mean? He says that his instruments show that nobody got into his system. Ha 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 ha. He's got civilian systems that says nobody got into it. Trust me. If it's a state sponsored hackers, they're going to be in your system and you don't know it. That's how they do it. You know, our NSA can get into systems, you know, that, and they probably can get into Apple phones as far as that goes, but nobody wants to know about that. So you've got all of these things that are lining up against Hillary, and if it comes out in May that she's indictable, and then they're going into their convention at that point, because you would think the Democrats would want to know that something's going, you know, that this is either going to be indicted or nothing's going to happen, because before the convention. Because if it happens after the convention, now you've got her being arrested. She's indicted. And they could arrest her.
I wonder how much life insurance the head of the IRS has.
You mean the FBI?
FBI.
Well, but the point is this, is if you just look at the way, that the laws are written and the briefings you get.
Yeah.
It's there. But
you know, that's wishful thinking, Carl. I mean, how many times? Go back. How many times in the last 7 years have you just gone, oh, this has got to be it? I mean, for heaven's sakes, they are guilty. There is so much evidence. There is this. There is that. There is no way that this can't be the one that breaks the straw that breaks the camel's back. And there you go. And then all of a sudden, nobody remembers it. Nobody even talks about it. It's not a big deal anymore. And I'm going to tell you I'll believe that when I see it. And I think that they're absolutely nothing. And if something happens, Obama will immediately pardon her and take it off and make it go away. I just cannot believe that they're going to do anything to Hillary Clinton.
I think that the American people, and this is getting bigger and bigger, the American people think of her as a liar and not trustworthy.
And yet they vote for her.
No, they haven't voted for her yet.
Well,
they have not voted for her yet. Okay, we got to take a break. It's 14 minutes until 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we're going to have Senator Maurice Johannesson, one of your old friends, in here.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about VA clinics, VA homes, and, you know, what's going on in the latest with this battle to get that new clinic built, you know, out there where the VA home is and a home for, you know, 100 plus, almost 200 plus other veterans.
The continuing saga of exciting projects in the city of Reading.
There you go. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Blount and Trish Clark.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. The ethanol-free 93 is ready for the lawnmowers and weed eaters and chainsaw folks, so come by and try it out. Cody says bring those barbecue bottles in and get them filled up, or we have the exchange program. We have another load of Clear Pearl come in for all the portable heaters and the red kerosene for the others. Our Toyo Tommy heaters and on-demand hot water heaters are being installed all the time by Johnny, so give him a call. Northern Lights Energy, for deliveries to homes, job site, and ranches. If you need it, we bring it, including bulk oil deliveries. In Corning, stop and see Robin. In Weaverville, get a hold of Joe. In Redding, the rest of the crew. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 30043.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an American classic, Our Town, Thornton Wilder's masterpiece, directed by John Welsh. Our Town is a moving look into the lives and hopes of the residents of a small town in the early 20th century. Our Town begins March 12th with evening shows Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday through April 9th at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Tickets for Our Town available now online at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 243-8877.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Take on me. 10 minutes until 8 o'clock. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 56 degrees going up to 58 today. What's the rest of the weather look like there?
It's raining and it's going to rain and it's going to be about the same temperature, but it's going to rain all the way through the weekend.
Yeah.
And in fact, we've got some flood warnings and some high wind warnings. If you're out on the freeway, you need to be paying attention.
There you go.
And the weather's always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State for 2015. It probably be voted best in the North State all the time. They're that good. Alliance Heating and Air. A veteran-owned business. Martin and his people just do outstanding service to any make or models of heating or cooling systems. Alliance Heating and Air. They can offer guarantees, warranties. They can do the whole thing. You got an emergency, give them a call. They're there to fix it. And they'll stay there until it's fixed if you have an emergency. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. And they just don't do, like, homes. They do businesses, too. They can do a lot of big jobs, too, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, Trish.
Yes.
You swear that no matter what happens, Hillary is safe, you think?
I think so. I mean, I'm just going to have to see something different happen. I mean, who's going to push the point? The Republicans aren't. They're having so much trouble figuring out how in the world they can get one of their establishment kind of people elected as a Republican nominee that they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Other than trying to figure out how to dump Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. Because they don't want Cruz any more than they want Trump.
Well,
in fact, I think they want him less because he actually knows something about the system and could actually maybe get something done.
Well, I think you're going to see people getting behind Cruz. I think Rubio will get behind Cruz. I think Kasich would get behind. I think Kasich might throw him at Trump so he could be the vice president.
It's going to be an interesting. I've kind of really loved watching this process because it's different than it's ever been before. Because you actually have people, grassroots, people at the local level getting back involved again like I've never seen it before. I mean, we have a very active, involved group here in Shasta County that are supporting Ted Cruz. Went over to Nevada, did a bunch of phone calling.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of stuff going on here. And I think that's really healthy and good. I think if they try to pull this brokered convention, we're going to have a war. It's going to be real. I think it'd be fun to be there if they tried that. It's going to be interesting to see where, because obviously after this next week, Kasich and Ruby are both pretty much going to be out of it. Kasich may stick around just because
if he wins Ohio.
Well, yeah, if he wins Ohio, he's going to go in there, and he's quite frankly been very upfront about the fact that his path is through a brokered convention. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's very clear about that. Rubio is still, he thinks that Jeb money is going to pour into his coffers and all those people are going to eat behind him, and that isn't happening.
Well, they just
they're going hither and yon. They're starting to pat, you know, a lot of the people that I wouldn't think had, Lindsay, saying nice things about Ted Cruz. He hates Ted Cruz, but he's, you know, so it's an interesting process.
They had all those people meet on that island talking about how to stop Trump and probably getting behind Cruz.
Well, but they wanted to get behind Rubio, but now they're thinking
too late.
So now it's good for them to have to hold their nose and vote once, though, like we've done for the last four elections.
Yeah, let's just do it again. Changing subjects here. Chief Plutty was on yesterday talking about sobering centers. I have taken a stand, and I did it on a blog, about the Utah system of housing first is not going to work here.
Mm-hmm. I read that blog.
There's a lot of comments on that.
I didn't read any
of the comments because, I figured they'd be...
No, actually, there was a lot of comments. I didn't read the comments either, but you made good points. In the future, though, you lose credibility when you quote the Huffington Post.
No, Huffington Post. The articles they have in the Huffington Post, it's not all. But this one took a look.
Right on.
This one was, if you read the article, you'd see that it was from, not by an editor of the Huffington Post. It was by, they picked up this article saying, look, the Utah model, if you look at the numbers that they're using, it works. But if you look at the true numbers, their amount of homelessness is exactly the same. And in fact, Lloyd Pendleton sat right here, and I said, so what happens to the, okay, that's a chronically homeless. How many others do you have? You heard what he said.
And he said if you build it, they will come.
And they will come. So that's house 1,000 chronically homeless. Okay, you've got 91% of them. Because all you're doing is giving them a place to stay.
Exactly.
So they're not homeless.
And enabling their lifestyle.
And what about the 10,000 that show up or that are there that are not, quote, chronically homeless? They're working their way into chronically homeless.
And how about all the ones that just came up off the freeway because you house chronically homeless and they're hoping to get their share of the pie?
And so this is what I said. But you know what? This is not just my opinion, obviously. And when the Record Searchlight attacked Brent Weaver, I said it was a pretty childish type of editorial because they called him names. They said, I don't know who was there. He looked like Brent Weaver, but it was obviously somebody in his skin. No.
They're
Brent Weaver looked at this and said, you know what? I don't want, and Brent Weaver is a Mormon, a Latter-day Saint. He understands what the government of Utah is, what it stood for. You got the government buy-in, you got the state to buy-in, you got the Mormon Church to buy-in. We don't have any of that here. So before we house people with no caveats, let's take a look at something else. So now I just wrote one on Sobering Center that's hit the airwaves today. About we need a sobering center. And why do we need that? Because we arrest 1,000 drunken public a year. We spend 1.5 hours, if it's a good thing, sometimes 2 hours, mainly closer to 2 hours, picking them up, getting them down into the jail, and maybe taking them to the hospital first and all this, 2 hours, maybe more. Sobering center, you could take them if they're not, if they're not fighting or anything. You take them over to a sobering center. You drop them off with trained personnel. The cops back on the beat. We've just saved, how many thousands of hours a year.
Not only for the police department, but for the jail system and the sheriff's department and the county
and the emergency room.
The emergency room, which flows into the district attorney and the probation office and the courts and everything else, because you don't have to process all that paperwork. But once you start it by putting them in the jail, has to finish up someplace on the other side of the court.
So here's...
Yeah. Too many agencies involved.
So then this is also that first step in maybe getting somebody along to sober, you know, getting them sober. If not, 24 hours later, they're sobered up. You know, they've gotten cleaned up. You've given them something to eat, and you put them back out in the street again because that's what they want.
Yeah, if they get drunk again, so be it.
But the daycare center, on the other hand, I'm sorry, the sobering center, if it's expanded, then can become that day center that the homeless can come into, clean up, charge their phone so they're not hanging out at the library. I'm not kidding, but they can come there because everybody's, oh, we want them. You know, they don't have any place to go, blah, blah. Well, let's have that center. It's the same place. You can start working on them there. You know, hey, you know what? You can, you know, again, you've got trained people there. I know you don't like this idea, but if you're going to have a sobering center, why not make it big enough that you can also have other people in there?
You know, see, but I want, and I understand they're there. We got to figure out a way to deal with them. But there's got to be some buy-in. There's got to be some requirements. There's got to be a, if we do this for you, you got to do this. Well, I just, there's, you know, just giving them a place to go in, continue their bad behavior, get warm, get fed, and go off and do what they want to. It just doesn't work for them.
Well, it's, you know, it doesn't mean that they can't be, that you can't try to reach them. Maybe you can reach some of them. But the point
and
is.
And if they can't behave themselves while they're there, then you kick them out.
Right. If they're not behaving themselves, out they go, and they're 86 from the place. So, but I, you know what? What we're doing is not working.
I got you.
So what we're doing is not working. Why not try something like that? Now, here's the big thing about the sobering center as we run is the city's not going to take the lead in it. It's got to be an NGO. It's got to be a non-government organization that takes the lead.
There you go.
All right. Hey, we got to run. We've got Senator Maurice Johannesson with us right after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. GOP presidential candidates are back on the debate stage tonight. This time in Miami, we get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The University of Miami is the venue for this evening's debate featuring the four remaining Republicans, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich. Trump leads the way in the GOP delegate count and has fended off attempts by Republican officials and donors to derail his campaign. It all comes down to Florida for Rubio, who is promising to win his home state, even though polls show him behind. Greg Clugston, Miami.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has arrived at the White House for his first official visit. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
He is the leader of a country that does some really important work that's critical to the national security of the United States. The United States of America has a strong interest in cultivating strong ties with the nation of Canada, the people of Canada, and the new Prime Minister of Canada.
The White House says it hopes to forge closer ties on issues like the economy, the environment, and defense issues. The visit by Trudeau will include the first state dinner for a Canadian prime minister in nearly two decades. North Louisiana being hit by a second round of rain today. National Weather Service forecaster Patrick Burke says that comes on the heels of another major storm that's left things wet already.
Parts of northwestern Louisiana received 10 to 16 inches of rain, and other spots in Arkansas and eastern Texas have also received upwards of 10 inches of rain. So really a massive amount of rain, and it has caused some severe flooding.
And three deaths. People have drowned in Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana. Stocks been climbing for the most part in early trading after European markets surged, but it's been an up-and-down ride. In fact, the Dow is now reverse course. It's down by 56 points. The S&P 500 down by about 5. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Police in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania say five people were shot and killed last night in what appears to have been an ambush at a party. Allegheny County Police Lieutenant Andrew Sherman says four people died at the scene. One was taken to the hospital where they died.
The victims at the scene are three females and one male. The victims transported to the hospital are two males and two females. The victim that perished at the hospital is a female.
Authorities say one gunman fired as people fled toward the back door of the home, and a second gunman, apparently waiting outside an ambush, fired from the side of the yard. They both fled. Three people in all were injured and did not die of their wounds. State police say two people are dead in an apparent murder-suicide at an engine factory in southern Indiana. A spokesman for Cummins says the company's facilities in Seymour, where the shooting took place, and in Columbus are on lockdown. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It would appear that millennials are now joining America's love affair with the automobile, after all.
They were once a source of panic in the auto industry, dubbed the go-nowhere generation. They weren't getting driver's licenses, let alone buying cars. Headlines declared it was the end of the car culture. But now, car showrooms are packed with millennials. J.D. Power reports this largest generation in the U.S. purchased 4 million cars and trucks last year, second only to baby boomers.
Correspondent Rich Thomason, who says millennials' share of the new car market jumped to 28%. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates rose this week for only the second time this year. It was the second straight weekly increase for long-term loan rates, which had declined since the start of the year. Amid global economic anxiety and market turbulence, rates still remain at historically low levels at the start of the spring home buying season. More information on these stories to be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, me, and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
My lady on Thursdays.
I love Thursdays.
Love it. Linda's back on the spot with Linda Bott, 6 p.m. tonight, right here. 6 after 8. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live throughout the world, and maybe into outer space. KCNR1460.com.
56 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high today of 58 and a low of 47. Friday, we're looking for a high of 57, a low of 46, pretty much through the weekend, and rain and rain and more rain. And it's going to rain right up until the first of the week. Looking for flood warnings, so be careful and watch those puddles as you're driving. And high wind warnings are out on the freeways. So just be really careful and aware of where you're at and what you're doing, because it's going to be wet and we need the rain. We just need to be cautious with it. The weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, another veteran-owned business. Are you seeing a pattern here? Yes.
I like that.
Okay,
yeah.
If you want coffee and more, brews, wine, coffee by the pound for sale, you go to Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor. That is really, really good. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business, and open 7 days a week. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And speaking of veterans, we have Northern California's most famous veteran, Senator Maurice Johannesson. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Tristan Clark. I mean, that's a pretty good introduction.
Yeah.
A little embellished, I might add.
Yeah, a little bit. But you know,
sounds good.
But you know what? It was $20 you handed me, so it's the very least I can do. So, hey, look, before we get in with the senator, we have we were really fired up in the last hour, so we've got a commenter, caller from the last hour. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Tristan Carl. The record searchlight told us the key information. Reading has 1,588 Section 8 housing vouchers, and Housing First is a proposal to add 10 more housing vouchers. How will it make a dent in the problem? That's my comment.
Oh, yeah.
Adios.
Okay. Right. Well, thanks, Dave.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
And, you know, the housing first thing is, you know, I think they were planning on doing it, but it's also, it's more than that. It's the 5 people or 10 people you put in there that have, I mean, they don't have to do anything but continue to use drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
And there's no buy-in from them. And see, that people in Reading are such giving people. We've got a good example sitting across from us right here. Well, both of you all, Trish and the senator, such giving people have put your own money out there and your time to help people. But the people of Reading also kind of want, well, I shouldn't say kind of, the people of Reading would like to see if you're going to help somebody because you've gotten to where you are by working hard, playing the game, you know, being there and earning it. Whether it's your own business, whether it's you're working for somebody, but you're working hard, that you would like to think if you're helping somebody, it's on a, because they are also trying to better themselves.
Help somebody that wants to help themselves.
That you are not just pouring gasoline onto a small fire and making it into a big fire by giving them a place and reinforcing bad behavior. Now, you know, people, oh, no, you've got to help these people. Those are the ones that really need it. Maybe so. Maybe the mental patients are, but guess what? And that's a different group.
Yeah, and the Section 8 housing has such a long list of waiters, people that forever those Section 8 housing vouchers all over the county are pretty much used up before they're, you know, such a waiting list already.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the next subject, and our special guest, Senator Johanneson, longtime good buddy.
Well, thank you. No, you know, it's sort of interesting. I don't want to get into that subject matter you're just talking about, but when you're not allowed to ask them any question and you are not had any parameter for them to walk into it, how do you do it, you know?
How do you know if it's working? Except that you've got them out of sight, out of mind, until something happens that, you know, from their behavior, something happens. You know, if they continue to kill themselves with drugs and alcohol, something is going to happen. And say, okay, we've got him off the street for 3 weeks. Oh, by the way, he OD'd.
Well, so. The thing about it is that you have to have certain rules and regulations that you have to comply with. And when you are not allowed to ask anything regarding their lifestyles or anything else, I mean, you know, I'm sorry. Ask anyone that have rentals and stuff like that, that they will tell you. That is a downward slide. You cannot do it. All you do is building something, they're going to be destroyed.
Yeah.
And so you got to be, I mean,
there's got to be, you know what?
There has to be some rules and regulations that go guide it. There has to be.
And you know what? It's a very giving society that says, you know, this works. But we go back, and then we're going to move on from here. But the guy, Leon Evans from San Antonio, was up here. And his plan, I thought, was, you know, dynamic in the sense of what they do. They have a very comprehensive sobering center where they bring people in and they dry them out. And the ones that want to help themselves, at that point, they get them through the treatment program. And then they move them into housing and into education and all these other things. But once they've taken that step to say, hey, yeah, I want to help myself, and then they help them tremendously. If you don't want to, fine, you know. You're back on the street. You're on your way. And they have cleaned up their homeless. And, you know, I mean, they haven't gotten, you know, they haven't just given that, but their homeless rate has dropped tremendously. Plus, they've got a lot of people back into society.
You know, just to wrap up that conversation, and here's the deal. If I want to get a job to make the money so I can pay my taxes to support all these programs, I have to be drug tested in most instances. I'm just saying, why don't they have to on the other end if they're going to take my hard-earned money and all the others of all these people that are holding down jobs? Maybe we ought to let them be drug tested as well.
Well, you know, the problem, a lot of problem is that the people who really are pushing some of these programs, I hate
then
to
let
tell
them pay for them.
But I tell you, some of the people are doing that. Sometimes I wonder where all the money is going and how it is done and for what the reasons, you know.
But let's talk then.
Okay, but let's take an early break. So then once we can get into this, we don't have to take a break. Our guest is Senator Maurice Johanneson, and of course I'm here with Trish Clark. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get back, and we're going to get into veterans' issues here and also what's going on with the possible construction of a new veterans clinic. It's 12 minutes after 8 today. It's the 10th of March. 56 degrees going up to 58 today. We'll be right back.
Guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Triexta, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. You have our word that Shasta Lake Floors will always offer you products and provide the service best suited to your needs. Whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious Karastan carpets, or hardwood and tiles of excellent quality, Shasta Lake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. And Shasta Lake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor coverings. Eight-time winner of Best in the North State, Shasta Lake Floors is the place to go for your new floors or granite countertops. And yes, we have financing up to 48 months. Come and see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. We are now open on Sundays. Visit us Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Mary McCurdy, and I represent Properties by Merit. We are a locally owned full-service real estate firm. Whether you are buying or selling, I can help. Call me today at 949-1550 or check out my website at marymccurdy.com. At Properties by Merit, we make your dreams become reality. Call or text me at 949-1550.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, our favorite day of the week.
I love Thursday. I love everything about Thursday except the fact that we do it so early in the morning.
You want to come out to that. You want that. It's a morning. Yeah.
I'm thinking of a nighttime drive show. I think that's cool. Or yeah. Or maybe a lunch drive show.
A lunch drive show. Just maybe we'll do the 3 to 6 p.m. Is that better?
I like that, huh? Yeah. Work.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're here with Senator Maurice Johannesson, and we're going to talk about a variety of things here. But, Senator, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate being here, as always. Appreciate the work you guys doing, and both you and Trish sound really good on the radio.
We have a good time.
Yes, and you know something? Never forget to have a good time.
Yes.
Time is too short not to.
That's right.
Get the job done, but do it with humor and kindness.
Yes.
That's true. Absolutely true. Now, Senator, there's been so many things going on about what's happening with the the new clinic is going to be built, not going to be built, it's going to be built later. It's what's going on?
Well, actually, let's get back a little bit of history here. We have been working on what we used to call the California Veterans Center for Northern California, and that's been going on for 30 years. We did this, and Tricia remembered all this stuff.
I do.
And we have successfully been able to do the Veterans Cemetery. We built a chapel up there. We did, you can't find any bunch of people better than the veterans in Northern California. We must be living in a different planet or something. And you know, we have that. So let's go back a little bit on that so we can have something to talk about. But the new veteran clinic has nobody, but nobody is not supporting it. That includes everybody from governor on. Everybody is there. They want to get it done. And so that is ready. If I get the word today, I will have a cat out there next day, start putting the infrastructure. We have everything done and cleared and so forth. And we even made sure we didn't have any flat-footed frogs or anything else out there.
No bi-jointed salamanders.
No huckleberry hounds or nothing.
Nothing out there. So that is all ready to go. We have the clearance for the 95-unit apartment complex for senior and handicapped veterans only. And believe it or not, that got a lot of problems because, quote, you're discriminating.
Yes.
The other thing is told that if you do that, a certain financing that you need, you have to be careful because you have to understand 10% of that has to be allowed for people you can't even ask questions of.
That's right.
You know, and so you've got to navigate through all this mess, but that is also ready to go. So that's a 95 unit. And for those of you that may remember why we did this, why we got together, current tradition, a few other people, we got together on this, where that we wanted to make a campus, if you will, but a center in Northern California that will allow not only the veteran home that we have now, and we can spend hours talking about that one. That was a fun one, too. But also that the people that we didn't get enough beds up here for skilled nursing and so forth in the veteran home. We would ask for 300. We got 155, 156, something like that. By the way, this is pretty well full. And then we have, we insisted for Alzheimer's dementia because of the head problem with our veterans are more prevalent than we thought it was. So that has to be included in it. So everything else is good. So now what we have the veteran home set up. We have across the street, we will have the veteran apartment complex for 95, 96 units. Then where they can live with their family, not family, but no children and so forth. Mm-hmm. But they can then get help from the veteran clinic, which is across the parking lot. The beauty of that is that then it allows us to provide services for at least these many people, and we will increase the capacity of the veteran home by having domiciliary across the street.
Exactly.
And if they can't take care of themselves, they can be taken care of by the clinic itself. It's going to be on the same property. The clinic then can also do all the medical issues and everything across the street. It is like I said, it's a dream that's been going on, and Trish can tell you from old to old. I mean, it's been going on for a long, long time. And we are now we have every approval we need, except they have to, I can't go much further now on this financially. You know, that's been a drain for the last 4 or 5 years, I tell you. And until the federal VA comes and says, okay, we're going to approve this. Well, and when that happened, you will see things going on. I wouldn't believe it.
And Marie, here's the issue that from the taxpayer's point of view, this saves the taxpayers in so many ways, hundreds of thousands of dollars every year,
yeah,
to have all that in one place. No more up and down the freeway with vans to Mather and for a chest X-ray. All of it can be done right in one location.
Let me give you an example of this. Let me give you an example just of that. I had an MRI. My life has caught up with me, finally.
Are you getting older?
Yeah, I know, it's hard to believe. I'm not getting older.
None of us are.
I'm not getting older. But my body is. My body is. But I'm not. I'm fine. I'm still 16. Sometimes Linda will tell you 12. But the thing about it is they were sending me down to Mather for it. Well, it was going to be a long time, so they got me up here through this new program that the VA has, which I applaud them for that. But to get treated, I have to go to Mather. It's 3 hours away. I have to drive down there for 3 hours, and then I draw back for 3 hours. And this is ongoing.
Well, you're getting treatments on your back because your neck hurts and you shouldn't be in
right.
the car.
So this is ongoing. But what I'm getting at, though, is that's just one example of me, because I could do it. But there are so many other examples of our World War II veterans, our Korean War veterans, and older veterans who are in a lot worse shape than I am are still having to go down to Mather because they can't get them up here. And so we should have a clinic that offers an MRI. It should, you know, it offers the optometry, the dentistry, and all that. Be able to put everything under that one roof. Now, that land, you own that land, though.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you're going to sell it to the government for $1 billion, right?
No.
Oh. You're just going to give it to them.
Yep.
Like for like a dollar a year forever?
Well, what we're going to, depends on the kind of financing we have. And we can get financing for all this. There's not a question
right.
about that.
But the thing is you wanted them to be there.
And the end of, if they will build it like this, and at the end of time, at the end, it belongs to the veterans. At the end. It is not, I mean, what do I care?
I think
at my
people,
age,
but, yeah, but I think
20, 30 need, years from now, getting, you know.
But I think that's a good point to clear up because that's a perception.
Yes. This is one of the things you told me.
Yeah.
This doesn't, Senator Maurice Johannesson or his kids don't need this. This is something that you're giving back to the veterans.
That is not something I, when I bought that property, well, specifically for the purposes that outlined that there will be a center. But we've worked on everywhere. I mean,
this is like you said. We're going back 30 years with the little clinic out on Eureka Way, was the start of the whole kind of concept and what have you. And my God, look how far we've come. But yet, why did it take 30 years? And now, who's sitting back there that you can't get their attention?
Well, I think
who do we need to put a firecracker under?
Well, I tell you, it's an interesting thing when you deal with the federal government, because money is not the question. It's the process. And
I'm not the money.
No. And I'm not a very patient guy. And getting worse and worse as I'm getting older. But, you know, take things like, for example, a veteran cemetery. And reading this off here is because I want to make sure. You know, when we both of us were on the board of supervisors, and Molly Wilson, bless her, got involved in all that very heavy. Trish Clark did. Francis Sullivan was also part of that at the time.
And Irwin Fust.
Pardon?
And Irwin Fust was involved.
He was in that one too.
Yeah.
And no, so what I'm saying is that this is really interesting history and all this stuff. By the way, it's in the book, you know, that talked about all this stuff. And also, not there's too many people to mention on this thing, but I would say Kim Chamberlain and her late husband Paul, they were very much involved, and she is still very much involved. And you have to mention John Clayton and Greg Raffa, because they were sort of part of the people who knew how to do things and didn't really care what government's talk, but go ahead and do stuff. I love it.
I love to listen to Maurice when he starts with this stuff, because it brings back such good memories.
Oh, it is. It is.
Some times to talk about with all these people.
But right
a lot
now,
of effort.
Yeah, but right now, we are ready to move in any of that direction. And like I said, we're just waiting for the federal government, the VA. We thought we had it pretty well in hand when General Shinseki was the Secretary of Veteran Affairs, but then, of course, he got into a problem because of the lack of help for the veterans and his second in command. Long story, but we basically had to start over again on a lot of the stuff. But we're on target. I mean, nobody, there's not anyone that has not supported it that I know of. The whole concept that tens of millions of dollars can be saved. But if money is not the question, then we have to look to the political side of it.
Yeah.
And the political side of it can get pretty murky after a while. But in order to ensure on the veteran home, for example, or the apartment building to ensure that it'd be good, I put in three different points. One is the I've asked the governor to help in this issue, and I talked about it, and he is supporting. And I don't talk party anymore. Party, forget that. My interest is the veteran. I don't care what.
It's a nonpartisan issue. This a veteran is a veteran is a veteran.
Yeah.
It does make a difference, and it should be, and it should cut across party lines.
Absolutely.
So,
yes,
so here's the bottom line is that the land is available. The only thing that has to be done is a decision, and a decision that's done readily. Now, you've got the land that's not going to cost anything, essentially, and will eventually go back to the government, so they have that. And with plans that are already drawn, not that they have to follow the plans for the clinic, but the plans for the housing area there is done. But nobody wants to make that decision. Nobody wants to pull the trigger on this. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll be back after these messages. But I want to remind everybody that on Saturday, May 7th, is going to be the Military Order of the Purple Heart golf tournament. They're looking for golfers, whole sponsors, and raffle prize donations for their annual golf tournament. If you haven't been out there on this four-person scramble, shotgun start, you haven't lived. Because I tell you what, it is warfare on the links. Okay, not exactly. But you can be out there. You're having a great time.
That's not this weekend, is it?
No. It's May the 7th.
Okay.
You've got a month to get ready for this. It's going to be good weather. It's going to be all of that. It's $150 to sponsor a hole. That all this money goes, it doesn't go to the military or the Purple Heart. But it does go to the donations they make to the Veterans Home, financial assistance of veterans' families with spouses deployed. If a veteran can't pay their electric bill or has gotten behind on electric, they will come back and do this. As well as $7,000 in scholarships to local high school and college students. This is great. This is a nonprofit. You can write off all your donations to it. But if you have any questions, you call the Gunny, Bill Filon, at 339-5449 or Jeff Thompson at Gold Hills, and that's where it's at, is Gold Hills, at 246-7867. All right? So a lot of great things happening there. Okay. We're here with Senator Maurice Johannesson and, of course, Trish Clark. It's Thursday, March the 10th. It's 8:31 in the morning, 56 degrees, going up to 58 today. It's going to be raining the whole weekend here.
Yes, it is.
Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. We'll be right back.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Triexta, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. You have our word that Shasta Lake Floors will always offer you products and provide the service best suited to your needs. Whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious Karastan carpets or hardwood and tiles of excellent quality. Chastelet Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. And Chastelet Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor coverings. Eight-time winner of Best in the North State, Chastelet Floors is the place to go for your new floors or granite countertops. And yes, we have financing up to 48 months. Come and see us at 4052 Chastelet Boulevard in the city of Chastelet. We are now open on Sundays. Visit us Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Mark your calendar for March 12th. It's NorCal Think Pink Pretty in Pink Prom. This magical night out includes hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, prizes, and of course, dancing. This very special event will also honor loved ones who lost their battle to breast cancer and celebrate survivors, as well as raise funds to expand breast cancer educational outreach right here in Shasta County. Tickets are just $40 and can be purchased online at prettyandpinkprom.com. It's the Pretty in Pink Prom, March 12th at the Red Lion Inn. For more information, visit prettyandpinkprom.com. It's gonna be the bomb!
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. Good morning. It's Thursday, March the 10th. It's 26 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock, 56 degrees out there, going up to 58. We got rain the whole weekend.
We do.
Weather report of rain all weekend. And Bob's famous weather report, it's wet. You know, and I said, what's the weather like? It's wet. And, well, what about tomorrow? It's wet then, too.
Yeah.
Well, how about the day after that? Yeah, still wet. You know, that was famous. That was a famous weather report. Yep, wet. Yep. It's going to be wet. And it's going to be wet the next day, too.
And if I set the rock outside, it will be even more wet.
The weather rock. The weather rock is wet.
Gotcha.
So that tells you something.
They wanted us to announce that this is a daylight savings time coming this up weekend. So remember on Saturday night before you go to bed to set your clocks an hour forward.
That's right. Spring forward. And that's Saturday night. That's right.
Daylight savings time starts on Sunday.
When you get up to go to church on Sunday, you won't
be on time.
And, of course, it means you're coming to work in the dark again for at least another month or so.
That's right. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta. I'm wrong. Brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, better-known business, where you get the best haircuts around. And it's like the Cheers of barbershops. Man's last stronghold is Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Good place to go to. Went there. Bob went there. Everybody goes there. Well, maybe not everybody.
Yeah,
most everybody.
I don't go there.
Yeah, Trish doesn't go there. Hey, we're here with Senator Maurice Johannesson, and we're talking about why aren't we building the new clinic? Why aren't we building a new clinic? They haven't made up their mind. Do they have to? Are they looking at different places or what?
Oh, they have been casting around like they have to. Legally, there's a lot of things that they have to do legally. You know, they can't just go in, you know, like that. I mean, there's nothing that isn't known about the Vinton problems we have over there. But at the same time, they can't just go and see arbitrarily. Accept it. You know, they have to do the research. They have to do all these typical...
But you've done all that.
Huh?
But you've done all that.
I know, but we have everything proved and ready to go, but they have to go out and make sure that nobody can come back in and say, well, this was an inside deal and all the rest of the stuff. I don't think there's anybody in the earshot of this station that doesn't know that I've been working on this for the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, it's there. It is ready to go. But they got to go through these particular kind of steps. But I'm very, you know, really proud of the veterans because they're hanging in there. 30 years going after all this stuff. Mm-hmm. 30 years. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm a gray beard. You know, I'm a Korean era vet. I'm not this young... with like Carl here, but...
Physical stud?
Yeah, so... exactly. So, no, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, but you just have to be patient and to do that. But, you know, you also have to understand that it is, I've been told that it is probably at this clinic we have here right now, to tell you how outdated and how small it is compared to, they have supposedly serving some around 10,000 veterans out of that clinic. Some come in and go and then come back in again and so forth. Mm-hmm. It is the largest veteran in the District 21 or whatever it is down there that takes in Hawaii and all the rest of it. This is a perfect, perfect spot. And I can tell you, I talk to a lot of veterans that want to get in and be taken care of. And by having the apartment building, they can go in there and live there with their wives. As long as they can take care of themselves and the wife can take care of them, we are home free, because that we're going to save a lot of money. Because now by turning them over, not only do they have a medical facility available next door, it's top-of-the-art facility, and but then they can transfer over to the veteran home. That means that that veteran home will do not need to have domiciliary. That veteran home will all be skilled nursing facilities.
Yeah.
And that saves tens of millions of dollars to do that. And you know, I can get fired up on this, and I got to be careful because I'm frustrated, you know. Trish knows me. You know how frustrated I get on some of this stuff.
Well, and unfortunately, we've learned the hard way, both of us, that firing with both guns drawn at the same time sometimes makes you feel better, but doesn't get you where you need to be.
Exactly.
So what can people do then?
You have to back off and be patient and play the darn bureaucratic game that's there.
That's right.
So what can people do to say, hey, it's time to make a decision here? I mean, this has been going on for years. So what's it take to get a decision here?
I'm sure you've worked with Senator Feinstein and Senator Boxer.
They are very well aware of it. And I know that I tried to talk to some length with LaMalfa. And so there's nobody that isn't aware of what is being done. And there isn't anybody, that doesn't think that kind of a center for Northern California. I mean, think about it for a minute. We put in wrote legislation for five new homes in the state of California. And in Lancaster, Sadakoy, West LA, Fresno, and Redding. Redding was the last one to come online. That was the deal I had to make. It had to be the last one, otherwise they wouldn't approve the other ones. But the point is, why would they claim they can't get enough people to stay in Barstow, they can't get enough people to stay in the West LA, they got 400 beds or something. Think about it. If you are a veteran of good standing and were eligible to come to an area to take less of your life living, what in the heck would you, why would you stay in West LA when you can come up here to Redding? Think about it.
Are all the veterans' homes filled up? I don't think they are.
No, that's the point he's making.
That's one point. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And you got West LA. But you also have them out in the middle of the desert, too, that aren't filled up. Also, I think.
That's the you're talking about there is Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Yeah. So you've got Redding here that's filling up. And, you know, the you have to go through, I mean, you really have to go through a long administrative forms and all this stuff. But they are working to get people in here as fast as they can. I think the bottom line is this. The clinic here is way too small. We know that. You've got parts of the clinic are out in different buildings and the whole thing. So the next one, is it going to be big enough to bring in MRIs, CAT scans, all the physical therapy?
Whatever it is.
Optometry, everything.
Whatever is allowed to do, legally allowed to do, they're probably going to do it. If the federal government, of course, steps in and says, okay, we'll take it, we'll build it, go away, then there's nothing the city or anybody else can do about that anyway. I mean, but I have worked on the idea that we do it from a private standpoint. It's a veteran supported, the veterans built, and
the veterans end up owning it.
And the veterans end up owning it. I mean, it's a no-brainer, but you got to go through all this thing. And, you know, I wake up in the middle of my night, and Marianne, my wife, says, what did you start? And I said, had I known then what I know now, I don't know for sure if I would have spent the last 4 years fighting this.
Yes, you would have. You believe in it so strongly, Maurice. I can remember when you and I first started working on these things, and the passion and fire that you felt for these projects, it infected all of us, and we moved forward, and you wouldn't have done anything else. I think, let's put a positive spin on it. Let's hope, for heaven's sakes, that we get a new administration back in Washington, D.C., with a little different mindset, and, you know, the pendulum swings both ways. And it's certainly time that for the pendulum to start in the other direction. And maybe then we just get a fierce somebody back there that can take this ball and run with it, like you and the assemblymen. When you guys were in Sacramento, I know that you can make things happen if you've got somebody right there that'll push the button. You helped me on so many projects, as did Tom Woods. I remember the senior center down there, having the right people in the right place at the right time. Can make a difference.
But you also have to understand that you have to do backups. For example, the financing for this home or this apartment building. This financing basically is ready to go if you have to. But the governor, I've asked the governor to put in his budget the money that it takes to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard back whether or not it's going to be put in the budget. But then the second thing I did, I went to Dolly, actually, and I said, put in a spot bill for me, for the veterans, to put the money in there. So that's going to be coming in on an urgency basis if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next step is that some of you may remember the Prop 41. CalVet never could compete with the private sector.
For the loans,
They won't. So we did a changes around that. So more than likely it's going to end up being something similar to the federal, where the federal doesn't finance it, they merely guarantees it and let the private banks do it. And so, but these are some of the many things that we're trying to do, and I'm still working on all this stuff. But the pilot says the runway is getting shorter all the time, you know, and so I got to get it done.
Yeah, here's the deal, Maurice. It keeps you off the streets. So you got to have something to do with your time, right?
And speaking of runways, we have to take a break here.
Okay.
I take a break. Our guest is Senator Maurice Johannesson. We're talking about being able to build the clinic up here, the land's there, as part of a campus that VA, the veterans home, another village is being built there that can take 94 families being a man and woman or individuals.
Yeah.
And then, the veterans clinic, that's going to be big enough that houses everything. I'm not even sure if the plans they have now are even big enough to house everything that they need. So something else has to be taken care of. So the question is why are we dragging our feet here? And it's something that they say is on the drawing board, but where on the drawing board? That's the thing. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday, March the 10th. It's 14 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
This is my fight.
Save the date, May 20th. Chicks and Chaps is right around the corner. Deadline for purchasing tickets is May 1st. Only 100 tickets will be sold, and the tickets are selling fast. Chicks and Chaps and the Reading Rodeo Association Auxiliary are holding their 5th annual Breast Cancer Awareness Fundraiser. There will be awesome raffle prizes, a one-of-a-kind buckle from Montana Silversmith, great food by Mary's Pizza, fun and informative guest speakers, including a breast cancer survivor. The proceeds from our event benefit Mercy Foundation North and NorCal Think Pink. Special thank you to Sierra Pacific Foundation, Cinerama, and Dutch Bros. Purchase your tickets now only online before they sell out at www.chicksandchapsreading.com. Chicks and Chaps, May 20th. This is my fight.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an American classic, Our Town, Thornton Wilder's masterpiece, directed by John Welsh. Our Town is a moving look into the lives and hopes of the residents of a small town in the early 20th century. Our Town begins March 12th with evening shows Friday and Saturday, matinees on Sunday through April 9th at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Tickets for Our Town available now online at CascadeTheater.org or by calling 243-8877.
Come learn how you could be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you could ever hope for. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Wednesday, March 23rd at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 12 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock here. With Trish Clark, just a small town girl, living in a big old world out there.
Yeah,
welcome back, everybody. KCNR Free Fire Radio, 56 degrees. It's going to go up to 58 today. It's going to rain, and as the world-famous weather report says, it's wet. It's going to be wet tomorrow. It's going to be even wetter over the weekend. And tomorrow morning, yours truly here, will be sitting out in a turkey blind with Ted Leidy as we try to find turkeys out there.
And there will definitely be two of them there.
And obviously, if it's raining like that, I know of two turkeys that are going to be out there as we are soaking wet here as we're trying to find turkeys to find for the youth hunt.
I always like that because you're assuming that those turkeys are still going to be there. How many days now?
Turkeys usually hang around the same area.
That's what I understand.
Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. And John Bastiani has had that business for 7 years now, and he's made a huge success out of it because he believes in taking care of his customers. Doesn't make any difference what kind of gun you want, whether it's a long gun or a pistol. He's got them or he can get them. Plus, all the ammunition of the right calibers that you want. All the shooting accessories, including reloading, is there. Optics, rangefinders, the whole shooting match. Plus, two outstanding gunsmiths that can make any gun perform better. All of this is at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And they give great discounts. I mean, really good discounts to veterans. All this at Bastiani Arms. Okay, our guest is Senator Maurice Johannesson, and we're talking about why we've got the plans, we've got everything there. We're ready to pull the trigger on the building the new veterans clinic out there, along with making it a campus so that it takes care of hundreds of residents in that general area, plus. Then plus all the veterans in this area out there. It's out there on Knighton Road. It's right off the freeway. It's got bus service. It's got all of those things there.
A lot of people are unaware. We think we know. Everybody knows what we're talking about. So I'm glad you pointed out that it's out on Knighton Road, right across from the airport. Airport Road, Knighton Road, freeway access, close to transportation, rail spurs, everything.
Yeah, not only that, but it's across from the veteran home.
Yeah.
So the veteran home on Knighton Road. So this truly be a center for the veterans. And we'll get it done. It's just frustrating and really expensive putting all this stuff together. But we go forward with it, and I think we're going to be pretty well successful doing that. But, boy, I want to be able to have it done before I go over to a veteran cemetery. And I can tell you what, I like to see it done. And you have to realize, even if you started right now, and by the way, they are drawing up some drawings and everything that is necessary from the VA right now, and they're supposed to have it all done in the next, few weeks, I guess. And so it's being done. There's just, you know, something that I used to do. Just think of what we did with a chapel over there.
Yeah.
We took us 9 months from the time we dug into it and got it done and handed them the key for nothing. I mean, that's how private enterprise can do it.
I can't help but think that you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and I think everything has changed, but I can't help but think that letters from the veterans up here, positive, encouraging letters to the Veterans Administration, to the senators back there, to Congressman LaMalfa, if you feel like you want to do something to help this along the way, write a good positive letter about the need for that and how many, you know, and send that off and send copies to everybody from the president on down. You know, it's like chicken soup. It can't hurt.
Yeah, and this center like that, by the way, will be really a star place for anywhere.
Yeah.
Because the first time this is ever tried, I haven't heard anybody doing this before until we started it 30 years ago.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, with the number of veterans we have up here, and we have CBAC, and we have all these other different organizations, we should be able to get a letter-writing campaign going and say, hey, look, the land's here, study's been made, it's shovel-ready, let's just do it. You know, why can't we get something started up here that we need? We're seeing 10,000. I thought it was more than that at the clinic. I thought it was much more than that, but I could be wrong.
Could be, but they can't.
Well, but
they can't get in.
I'm talking and I'm listening to the doctors. How many people they're seeing a month? They're hiring new doctors. They're trying to. There's things going on at the clinic. There are changes going on that, you know, they're kind of, you know, interesting, but. You know, they're maintaining, but we need to be able to expand that clinic. We need to do it now. I mean, how much longer can we wait? How much longer are they going to kick the ball down the road again with the veterans? Because, frankly, the veterans don't complain, and we don't organize, and we don't elect people that are veterans. There isn't one person that's sitting in a seat that's been elected in this city or this county or at the national level, that's a veteran. Let's think about that. You know, I'm not besmirching anybody. I'm not saying anybody else isn't out there great. They haven't served their community. There isn't one veteran sitting in an office when we've got the most veterans up here than anybody else. It's like you're talking about concentrations.
And we documented that. That was where we started because
that's
we had
right.
to build the case of the underserved area, that we were the most underserved area on the West Coast and in the state of California, and we built that case
from the ground up.
Most
people think that the Oregon border is the Sacramento city lines, you know.
Gotcha.
I want to make sure that people understand that what they're doing over at the current clinic, they're twisting and turning, but that I can tell you, and I've visited a lot of them. They're doing a good job
over there.
Right. They're trying to make changes. They're trying to do these things, and I mean, you know, I'm proud of them. But you got to give them the facility. You're going to have to give them the help that they need to do the job, and they got to have to remember that. Like I tell some people, I said, just look at Shasta County. This bigger than you want. Three or four, five of this penny and a state. No, I shouldn't say that, but this smaller state back east. So, you know, the distance that you travel, they say, one told me, he says, wait a minute.
3,856 square miles.
Yeah, you have a clinic over there, you know, a couple of miles down over the coast. And I said, do you realize how long that drive is in the snow and all?
Yeah.
Or you can take them down to Beale Air Force Base, you can take them down to Martinez. And I said, do you realize that the people that drive these guys down to Martinez is in worse shape than the guy that got in the
Here's some comments here. There is no money. State is broke. North State is low priority for funds. High-speed rail is more important to tyrants. Okay, I'm just seeing what I'm reading here. Giving free college to illegals is more important than our vets. Homeless village, anyone? You know, I mean, these are things that are coming out to say, oh, there's no money. Well, yes, there is money.
There is money.
It is the priority of it. And right now, the veterans do not have that priority. But we could if we just united. If we just united to say, you know what, the cemetery got here, the clinics here, Veterans Home got here. The clinic can be expanded if we just put our minds together and come out as a solid individual where we take a coffin down to Sacramento, except this comes out of the feds, right? So maybe we need to take a coffin and put it on the long rider, on that big motorcycle, and we go across country and drop it off at the Congress of the United States. You're killing veterans, buddy. How about that?
The problem that we're really dealing with is there's fewer and fewer people who really knows and understand the plight of veterans. I talk to them all the time. To me, it's a very emotional thing. And I know the difference between what it used to be in the old days and today is that a lot of them, the problem that they have is not a physical one with a lost leg or arm or whatever. It's a mental one. And I help people stop from going in the third or fourth tour because they're handicapped themselves. You know, they don't understand it. You've got to be in the military to understand what's happening.
Well, and we're not electing veterans, as Carl pointed out.
There's fewer and fewer people going out of our schools, going into the military. They're laying people off. They're vetting forces. Yeah. The world is changing.
All right, so what we need to do then is, CVAC, I know you're listening, and several others, is let's get together, get a letter writing campaign out
positive
there.
A positive
letter campaign to LaMalfa and all everybody else, saying it's time to get this clinic on the road. All right, Senator Maurice Johannesson, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for your service to not only our country, but our veterans up here in Northern California. Nobody's done more.
Well, no, thank you. I appreciate that, but nothing that I have done would have happened if it wasn't because of the veterans' efforts. It's a veterans' effort.
That's true.
Not just me.
That's true. Thank you, sir. All right, tomorrow, Linda will be here with Eric Wistrom and Jake Mangus, the new president of the Chamber of Commerce of Reading. Find out what he's doing to change things around there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KZNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Rolling out the White House red carpet for our neighbor to the north. Strains of the Canadian national anthem as President Obama welcomes Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House. This visit will include the first state dinner for a Canadian Prime Minister in almost two decades. The Republican presidential candidates mix it up again tonight. Another GOP debate, this one in Miami, where we find White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Florida is a crucial winner-take-all primary state that votes next week, and tonight the Sunshine State is hosting the next Republican debate. Frontrunner Donald Trump leads in the delegate count and in Florida polls, even though this is Marco Rubio's turf. It's widely believed that Rubio and Ohio's John Kasich both need home state victories on Tuesday to keep their campaigns alive. Greg Clugston, Miami.
Someone made off with a memory stick from the ISIS Internal Security Police and